In paragraph 160 of our catechism, the Church teaches the following. To be human, man's response to God by faith must be free, and therefore, nobody is forced to embrace the faith against their will. The act of faith is by its very nature a free act. God calls men to serve him in spirit and in truth. And the Catechism goes on to speak about how no person can be coerced into faith, but their conscience, moved by the Holy Spirit, inspires them to respond to Jesus Christ. Our conscience is the most intimate dimension of who we are as human beings. Our conscience is joined to our soul in such a way that it either takes us away from Jesus or draws us ever closer to him. The Catechism in that paragraph then focuses on Jesus' invitation in a particular way. For Jesus bore witness to the truth, but he refused to use force to impose it on those who spoke against the truth. Jesus' kingdom grows by the love which with Christ is lifted high on the cross, and he draws people to himself. Now, we are the parish of St. Peter's, and we are to be the particular manifestation of the presence of Jesus here in Silver Springs. We are to always witness to the truth of Christ crucified, and we are to thereby draw people to Jesus. And this is because, as we heard in today's gospel, Jesus is full of compassion. Let me read the key verse one more time. Jesus saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. He sees the crowd of people. The apostles, as we have heard, have just completed their first mission. They're tired. They want to just have a little time alone, thank you very much. And they go to a deserted place somewhere on the Sea of Galilee. But the crowd sees them, and from all of the towns, they actually get there before Jesus. And rather than Jesus saying, oh no, not more people, we're told that he has compassion on them. Now, this verb compassion is not used very often in the New Testament. It's used in three of Jesus' parables. One of the parables in Matthew 18:27, where we're told that the Lord has pity or compassion on the servant who owes him an unpayable sum. In Luke 15:20, when the father sees the prodigal son returning, we're told that he has compassion on him. And also in the parable of the Good Samaritan, that the Good Samaritan has compassion on the one who fell among the bandits. We're in Mark's gospel, and Mark uses this verb compassion four times. It's always in relation to Jesus. We get a better sense of what the word means when we look at its first use in Mark chapter 1, verse 42, where in relation to the leper who comes to Jesus, we are told, moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him. Here's the key, moved. Compassion is something that is interior. It's from the bowels. It's from the very essence and core of who we are that Jesus is moved with pity. And in our passage for today, we're told that he's moved with pity because he looks at the crowd and they are like sheep without a shepherd. Now think about this image for a minute. Can you imagine sheep without a shepherd? They wouldn't last very long, would they? They would either wander here, there, and everywhere, or the predators would come and kill them. And so Jesus, as the good shepherd, is filled with compassion for these people who are just wandering everywhere. Sometimes in our culture and in our society, as Christian people, we can take on a siege mentality. And we can have an attitude that is very critical and very negative towards those who do not know Jesus. But this is not the kind of example we have in the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd is always there in such a way that he desires to be present so as to teach and draw people to himself. And it is this quality of life that is to characterize more and more our identity as the parish of St. Peter's. St. Peter's is to be known more and more as a community of compassion. St. Peter's is to be a place where Jesus teaches so that people can be drawn to him. In that wonderful reading from Hebrews, we're told that Jesus is the great shepherd of the sheep and that he is entrusted to local parishes, pastors, who are to lead the people of God. And it struck me in that reading that it said, listen to your leaders so that they can lead purposefully and not with sighing. Isn't that interesting? Not with sighing, not with that sense of, oh, do I have to do this? But with a sense of, I desire to do this. Jesus could have sighed when he saw that big crowd, but he didn't, because he is full of compassion. May Mary, whose freedom was perfectly aligned to the Savior, pray for us, so that our collective heart here at St. Peter's will embody the compassion of Jesus and so emulate the Good Shepherd this and every day.